That's so embarrassing.
I felt so dumb.
Can I just disappear?
Embarrassing Stories Podcast with Leslie and Derek. Welcome back to Embarrassing Stories. This is episode 14.
It's great to be back with you again. We had to take an unplanned week off. Sometimes life hits and, you know.
This was one of those times.
Yep, so.
Had a lot of stuff going on, a pretty busy summer. We hope you guys have had an awesome summer and that you're happy and healthy and everything else.
Yeah.
So just briefly before we get into the first story here, some of you have asked how you can support the podcast, and we appreciate you reaching out to ask how you can. The best way to support us is to tune in each week and to listen to our podcast, and also share our podcast with family, friends, anybody you know that would enjoy hearing embarrassing stories and could use a good laugh. If you do those two things, you're awesome and you're more than supporting us. But we also do accept donations.
Yeah, for those of you who ask to support us in that way, that's really cool. And we appreciate it more than you can know. If you want to do that and go that route, there's a donate button on our website,
embarrassingpodcast.com.
And yeah.
Yeah, you can go there and donate in any amount, but there's absolutely no obligation. Don't feel any obligation to donate, but it's there because some people have
asked to do that because they love the podcast, which blows our minds. We're so excited that people are loving this.
Absolutely. And we're excited to bring four new stories to you this week. We've got a really good lineup. Well, I do. I don't know about Leslie's stories. I'm not sure what she's sharing yet, but
I think mine are pretty good, yeah. But Derek gets to start us off. So let's get into it.
Yep, let's get right into it. This first story actually came in today from a listener in Missouri. This comes from B in Missouri.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love when people write in.
Yeah, me too. You know, I've said how many stories I have. I have so many of my own to share, but it's really fun to take the spotlight and the embarrassment off myself sometimes and share somebody else's story. So thank you, B. We appreciate you submitting this. B says, in my free time, I really enjoy painting, which I think is awesome. Painting is something I've always wanted to be good at, but I am just not talented in that way.
I think painting takes extra talent.
It does.
I cannot paint very well at all. I wish I could. I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah, some people make it look so easy. I wish I could channel Bob Ross and sit down and just bust out some awesome looking masterpiece, but my stuff looks like preschool stuff.
Mine too.
But I bet B's a really good painter. So B says, in my free time, I really enjoy painting. Apparently, I've liked to paint since a very young age, according to my dad. When I was little, my parents would put me down for a nap, and my diaper got full. I would stick my hands in my diaper and paint it all over the walls and crib myself, and even run it through my hair.
Oh.
Wow, that's not the kind of painting I've ever tried, but
yeah, I can't say I've done that.
Yeah, but you know what? That happens more than you think, because we have some family members that's kids have, you know, done the poop painting. And
well, Derek can't remember this because he was at work, but I have dealt with poop painting twice.
Our own kids?
Yes.
I didn't know our kids did that.
Yep, and it was miserable.
Well, that was a long-held secret.
Lucky you.
B says, after painting his poop all over the walls and crib and even running it through his hair, it got so bad to the point where his parents would have to play rock, paper, scissors on who had to clean it up.
Oh.
And even after that, his mom would make his dad clean it up because it was so disgusting. We know how that goes. Not with poop, but with throw up in our house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whenever there's throw up, I'm kind of the throw up doctor cleanup guy.
Yeah, it's always too disgusting for me. Yeah. Like, I can do it and I've dealt with it. In fact, I've been thrown up on probably 100 times. Yeah. But but when it's older kids, I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, disgusting.
So we get it.
But B, we get the rock, paper, scissors thing because Leslie and I have done that before.
Yes.
Where there's a diaper or some kind of a gross cleanup and we're like, do you want to take that one? Nope. Do you want to take it? Heck no.
Yeah.
So let's do a rock, paper, scissors. Loser takes care of that.
Or sometimes it turns into, I'll do the laundry if you do that.
Yeah. Some bargaining, some deal making.
Yep.
B says, eventually they had to put me in bed with a onesie and pants on top so that I couldn't get into my diaper. And even after that, I would still use my poop as paint and my crib, the walls, myself, and my hair as a canvas. So, man.
B, that's such a bad habit. Gosh.
Hopefully you've outgrown it. Hopefully that was from a while ago. Cause
hopefully you don't still paint the same way.
Yeah, I don't know if that's ever cute. I don't know if people look at their little ones and think that's something cute, but it's definitely not cute if you're an adult doing it.
Yeah.
But that is hilarious.
You know, I've heard of people duct taping their children's diapers.
Oh, yeah.
Anything just at the top?
Yeah, anything to keep their hands and fingers out of those areas. I don't know what it is with kids either. Like, what makes them want to do that? I don't know. I guess they don't see.
They're just curious.
Poop is something as disgusting as everyone else, so.
Yeah, they're just curious. We've done the backwards nighttime pajamas. I'll cut the feet part of the jammies off. And yeah. I've put them on our kids backwards.
Yep. But yeah, it'd be interesting to hear people's stories of the lengths that parents have gone to keep their kids from doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be funny.
But awesome. Well, thank you, B, from Missouri. We appreciate that.
We do. And, you know, good luck with your painting. Hopefully you've outgrown your habits.
Yeah.
Hopefully you use paint now.
Well, that story painted an interesting picture in my mind. Let's see what your story paints in our minds, Les.
Oh, dear. Oh, man. Okay. So this one's about me. I'm still laughing from B's story. Okay. So this story is about me, except this part isn't about me. Every school seems to have a bully.
Oh, yeah. More than one.
Usually more than one. And some are worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in eighth grade, one of my friends was in ninth grade, and we were walking in between class, talking to each other until we had to split and go our separate ways. This hallway was always jam-packed, like literally students walking on top of students. It just, people from just completely squished together, walking, you know, little tiny steps to get through this hall. So as I'm talking to my friend, walking through this hall with her, not really walking, like baby stepping our way through.
Trying to maneuver around everyone?
Well, just like kind of, but like you'd be in a line of and like literally baby steps to get through this hall because it was just packed so badly. As we're talking, my friend was like, oh, so-and-so's behind us. And I was like, uh-oh. Because this girl was in my friend's grade, which was 1 year older than me. And she thought she was really cool. And she thought that being mean made her cool.
Oh, one of those people, huh?
Yeah, and where it was more so everybody looked at her and ran away because she was so rude.
Yeah.
And so anyways, my friend had dealt with her quite a bit. I had never dealt with her. I knew who she was. I knew how she acted towards people. And I had always at that point steered clear of her. And that day she was stuck behind me taking baby steps. And I wore overalls to school that day. I probably wasn't very cool because I don't think they were even in style then, but I love overalls.
You know what? They probably were because I remember when I was around that age and a lot of people had those.
Okay, good.
And I wanted them because a lot of people had them.
You wanted them?
I think so, yeah.
Are you sure?
If I remember right. I don't remember ever wearing them, but I remember thinking, those are pretty cool. I kind of want a pair.
Okay, well, if you ever get any, they need to be like Carhartt or whatever. The like, I don't know, farmers kind. Not farmers. It's not, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Look it up. Google it.
Wear a plaid shirt underneath, long sleeve plaid shirt, straw hat. Is that how you came to school?
That day I didn't. No, I'm just kidding.
Piece of hay sticking out of your mouth.
So, no. So I'm wearing these overalls, and my friend and I are talking and laughing, and this chick had never bugged me before, but she saw me talking to somebody she didn't like, and the reason she didn't like her was because they liked the same guy, and that guy didn't give this chick the time of day because she was mean.
Yeah.
But he talked to my friend because she was nice. So
jealousy.
Yeah. So as we're walking in the hall, next thing I know, my feet aren't touching the ground. And there's so many people in the hall, so many. And my feet aren't touching the ground. I have the ultimate wedgie. And this chick, she was bigger than I was. She picked me up off the ground by my overalls.
Jeez. Why did she do that to you?
Because I was talking to one of the people she would always target and be rude to.
Yeah, it's still weird that she, I don't know.
She was just that way. Like,
it's interesting how bullies choose their victims, I guess.
I guess. She just needed attention, and it was always the wrong kind of attention. And I don't want to say that nobody liked her because she had friends, but a lot of people didn't like her because she was so rude. Like, they would have liked her if she wasn't mean, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she sets me down, and I look back at her, and she's cracking up laughing. And everybody in the hall staring at us. And I was just, ugh. I had the biggest wedgie. I had to pick it. There was no getting around it.
Embarrassment.
Yeah, I had been up in the air for I don't even know how long. And it wasn't insanely long, but long enough to cause issues. And so people were staring. They saw me pick my wedgie. She made a big deal out of it and, like, got really loud and was really rude. And I told her she better watch out and back off because I was so frustrated.
What did she say when you said that?
She just laughed.
She's just laughing.
Yeah, she just laughed. She didn't care. But I got to class, and I heard other people talking about it later on. Did you hear so-and-so lifted a girl up by her overalls?
And you're the only girl in school with overalls, right?
Yeah, I literally chimed in.
Time to go home.
Do you see my overalls? Yeah. So that's my embarrassing story.
Oh, man.
You know, if the hall wasn't so crowded, maybe I would have pushed her. But since it was, if I would have pushed her, she wouldn't have fallen anywhere away from me because it was way too packed.
Yeah.
So, it's still, it's still like not the greatest memory.
Seriously. Oh, man.
You hear that, bullies? We always remember and we know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dare, let's wedge on over to your story.
Oh, nice. Wedge on over.
I don't know if that even makes sense, but...
I got it.
I know you got it.
Okay, well, my story goes back to 9th grade.
Oh.
And this one involves a bit of a clothing malfunction. I don't think I have any other stories that involve clothing malfunctions, but this one definitely falls into that category.
Those are some of the worst embarrassing stories there are.
That's true. So I've mentioned in previous episodes that I love basketball. I grew up loving to play it, watch it, mostly play it.
All the time. He was always playing basketball.
Yeah, almost every single day, even in the winter.
And winters in Utah are cold and icy.
Yep. And that did not stop us. You pull out the shovel, shovel the snow away, and you play ball.
Oh, maybe we should get our kids to love playing basketball.
Seriously, so they'll shovel?
Yeah.
It's good thinking there. But with my love of basketball and my love of playing it, I also liked to dress the part.
Yes, he did.
Yep. I have a nice jersey collection, different NBA teams, different players. But in 9th grade, I don't know what my fixation was with this, but I loved wearing the tearaway basketball pants.
They were in style, big time.
They were, and I got these ones. They were awesome. They were blue. And if you're not familiar with tearaway pants, if you've seen a basketball game, you've probably seen people come off the bench that are ready to check into the game, and they have pants on, and they just reach down and rip them right off. And they can tear them away like that because the pants from the waist down to the ankle have a whole bunch of button clasps on each side, and you literally just rip your pants right off.
Yep.
And you have your basketball shorts underneath, and you're ready to play.
I remember I wanted those. I think I had some.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yep. But I would wear those like almost every day, at least every other day.
Gross.
But serious, my problem was, here's my problem with them. I don't know what I was thinking looking back on it now, but I wouldn't wear like basketball shorts underneath. I just had my boxers on. But I didn't think anything of it because when they're buttoned up and you have them on, they're just like regular pants, you know?
Yeah.
And so I got in this bad habit of when I would be sitting down in class and I'd be bored, which was all the time in junior high because you're just bored all the time.
Yeah.
Listening to teachers and...
All the time. No, I'm just kidding.
I would reach down on either side of my pants and I would, you know, just unbutton, button up, unbutton, button up, just kind of in the knee area.
To do something.
Yeah. Just to have something to fiddle with. And that kind of helped me get through some boring lectures. But here's where the embarrassing story comes in. So in 9th grade, I had an occupations class, and that's where it was 2 class periods long, and we would go out and work at different places around the school.
2 class periods long?
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
So yeah, it was like an hour and a half. I worked at a KFC for a little while. So you'd go there, you'd do certain responsibilities for the time frame of that class period, and then you'd walk back to the school, and you'd have a job for maybe like 3 weeks, and then you'd rotate and you'd have a different job. I had a job as a teacher's aide for an elementary school.
Okay.
And these were kindergartners. So
the
my
cutest.
Hands were my hands were pretty full. I did a lot of different little activities with the kids. On this one particular day, the teacher had to leave for, I think, like 15 minutes. So she wanted me to show them whatever the activity was. I don't even remember. And then to, you know, help them answer any questions, help them get started on it.
Yeah.
So I'm in there with probably like, I think, 15 kids. And I'm sitting there explaining something to them. And I'm reaching down and I'm unbuttoning and buttoning up the side of my tearaway pants.
Because you're used to fiddling.
Yeah, just as a habit. Well, I see one girl who was usually pretty rowdy and rambunctious. and she's staring and watching me do this.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes over and she starts kind of pulling on my pants. And I say, you know, like, okay, we can't do that. You know, sit down and listen. I'll finish explaining the rest of this activity.
Uh-huh.
And she's not listening. And a couple of the other kids come over and they start pulling on my pants because they think, oh, these are cool. Like, we've never seen anything like this before. Like, you can he's unbuttoning his pants, you know? And so all of a sudden I have like five kids on both sides of me tearing at my pants.
Oh, man.
And I'm just kind of freaking out. So I stand up and there's a bathroom probably about 20, 30 feet away.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking I've got to just hurry and get to the bathroom. The whole way to the bathroom, they were about five or six kids were tearing at my pants.
Oh, man.
And they were getting them like halfway unbuttoned on both sides. And like I said, I only have my boxers underneath.
Mm-hmm. Run.
And yeah, I'm kind of hoping the teacher will come back. But then at the same time, I'm hoping the teacher won't come back because I don't want her to be like, what in the world is going on? Like, what are you doing to these kids? Because it would be my fault, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what, like, what you are can't, you doing to these kids? No, they're harassing me.
Yeah, you can't get control of them.
Yeah. So I end up making it to the bathroom and, oh, man, I was so glad. And the kids are laughing. And the little girl that started it that saw me playing with my pants, she's just kind of, I don't know. She reminds me of the little girl in Problem Child 2. For those of you that have seen that movie.
Oh, I've only seen it.
Trixie.
Since I married Derek.
Yep. She reminds me of Trixie. She looked like her, had the same hair, and she was a problem child. So she could have been Trixie.
Cause dilemmas.
Yeah. And the other kids, man, when she started doing that, they just fed off what she was doing, and I had like a whole herd of kids trying to tear my pants off. But luckily, I made it in the bathroom, got them buttoned up, and the teacher did end up coming back shortly after that. Everything went pretty well. But I remember after that day going back to my junior high class and telling my teacher, hey, I need to do something different because I don't want to go back to this teacher's aid job for this class.
Yep. Yeah. Like, this is not a good fit.
Yeah. So
oh,
that was definitely not fun, definitely embarrassing. If I would have had basketball shorts on underneath, I wouldn't have really cared. Like, of course, I would have told the kids to stop and not let them play with my pants, but I mean,
it wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Yeah, I have more than just my underwear on underneath.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I didn't, so.
I'm shocked that the junior high had you walk to a job.
Yeah.
And school hours.
Some of the jobs we did weren't just right around the corner. One of them was like a 20-minute walk away. It was at an Arctic Circle.
Gee whiz.
And it wasn't very close. And then, I mean, there was stuff we did at nursing homes, gas stations.
That's
crazy. All kinds of jobs. But, yeah, a lot of them weren't very close to the school.
I don't think it'd be allowed now, you old man.
Yeah. Yeah, that was way back in the day.
Yeah. Oh.
Clear back then.
Clear back decades ago.
This was, yeah, I think, yeah, it was around the time George W. got in there. So, yeah, not way too long ago, but a couple decades ago.
Forever ago. No, I'm just...
Yep. But that's all that I got. We'll go ahead and tear away from that story. And
jeez.
Yeah. That one works. That's not one of my better ones, but I'll give myself a B on that one.
A B. Mr. Punny.
Yeah.
All right. Since we're tearing away from that one and moving on to the next, my cousin, Sarah, wrote in. She's from California.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. She said, one day in my early 20s, I went to work extremely sleep deprived. If you know anything about me, you know that I tend to be methodical in the way I go about speaking and moving. I've often been told that I'm a delayed reactionist, but then when I'm tired, this tendency is quite exaggerated.
Yeah, I'm that same way. I think a lot of people are like that, you know.
Delayed reaction.
Yeah, when you're exhausted, it affects so many different things.
Yeah,
Your reaction time, your attitude, your performance in every aspect of the job, you know.
Yeah, I'm definitely that same way. Well, when I'm tired, at least.
Yeah.
So she says they had hired a new girl at work, and I sat in the cubicle in front of her. It was a data entry job, so we spent a lot of time at our desks. So just to give you perspective, there was a cubicle wall behind me and then a desk connected to it. The new girl was being trained there. In addition to being a little slower when I'm tired, I'm also extremely easily entertained and have a hard time containing my laughter when something tickles my funny bone. Which, with Sarah, she has the best laugh. She's so fun. Honestly, I'm easily entertained, but it's really amplified when I'm tired. So one of the other girls I work with is busy trying to train the new girl, and I don't know why, but I decided to kind of lean over on my chair to look behind the partition wall and chat with them a little bit, thinking I'd get to know the new girl a little more. This is a work chair with rollers on it, and ooh. I was leaning at an angle.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. So I'm chatting with them and making dumb jokes to kind of break the ice with the new girl when my chair slowly starts to roll out from under me to the side. Well, in my tired and delayed reactionist state of being, I just sat there dumbfounded, with apparently a very stunned look on my face. While I tried to figure out what was going on, and it was like slow motion, literally, and I'm watching the new girl and my other coworker that was training her watch me fall, and they had this comical look on their faces because they did not get why I wasn't stopping myself. In all honesty, I had plenty of time to catch myself in a normal circumstance. While it happened, though, it was just a slow, comical fall while I clearly couldn't connect the dots as to what was happening, and I found myself on the ground and slowly figured out that the chair rolled out from under me because I'd been leaning on it at an angle.
Oh, man. Those chairs with rollers, they're a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and I can see it in my mind. I swear I've done it.
Yep.
Not in front of people, but I swear I've fallen with those chairs.
Yeah, easy thing to do.
Yeah. Okay, so she says, my coworkers were laughing, but mostly just trying to figure me out because they kind of wondered if I had done it on purpose. Like she's trying to...
That's how Sarah gets attention. She does things like that, and she's willing to embarrass herself to...
To get to know people.
Yeah, get some friends. No, I'm just kidding.
She says, I was embarrassed and told them that I hadn't done it on purpose, for which they only somewhat seemed to believe me. But at the same time, the look on their faces had been so hilarious, and the circumstance was just so ridiculous, and I was so sleep-deprived that for the rest of the day, I just kept laughing randomly every time I thought about it. I would,
see,
too.
Yeah, that's important. You need to be able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to do in the moment, and you kind of look back on it and then laugh at yourself. But it's good if you can just laugh at yourself when you do, you know, silly things like that, make mistakes.
Yeah, everybody has embarrassing moments. So
yeah.
So it's all good because they know how it feels.
Yep.
My coworkers would hear me laughing and be like, are you seriously still laughing about that, Sarah? And I'd be like, maybe. And honestly, even while telling the story right now, I have to laugh because the angle at which I watched their faces watch me fall and the whole scenario was just comedic. Anyways, needless to say, I didn't spend a lot of time leaning and rolling chairs after that.
Yeah.
And I recommend nobody else do it either.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, rolling chairs are so nice, but they're easy to hurt yourself on.
Yep.
Hopefully Sarah didn't get hurt.
Yeah, with how she told that, I don't think she did. But the memory lasts because it was embarrassing. Thanks for your story, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. Well, that's the fourth one, right?
It is. That's
it. So that means that we're coming to a close.
Yep, that's it for this episode.
Wrapping up episode 14. Thanks, B from Missouri, and thanks, Sarah, for your stories. We appreciate it.
Yep, we love getting stories.
We do. Send us more, those of you listening. If you have any embarrassing stories, shoot them over to us, and we will share them on an upcoming episode.
Yep, and you can do that on our website.
Embarrassingpodcast.com. You can submit your story to us there, or you can just send it to embarrassingstoriespod@gmail.com.
Yep.
Either way, whichever way you prefer, it will go to our email address, and we will share it on the next episode that we record.
Yep, and you can choose to remain anonymous.
Absolutely. Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget to share this podcast with people you know that would enjoy it.
And if you enjoy it, go leave us a review.
Yeah, leave us a review on whatever your podcast directory of choice is. We have a few reviews, and we appreciate those that have left reviews for us, but we could always use more. Until next week, have fun.
Be safe.
And go create some embarrassing stories.